You cannot be a true Christian without the Spirit of God. A Christian is defined by one that is led by the Holy Spirit. If you say, I'm a Christian, then there's a serious question you have to answer. In fact, how you answer that question is absolutely critical. Here's the question. Am I led by the Holy Spirit? Now, it seems pretty simple, but why is that answer so important? As you think about that for a moment, we better step back and first consider, what exactly is the Holy Spirit? It's the very presence of God's power working in us. Rather than being a distinct person, what the Bible tells us, it's God's divine power. Paul talks about this in the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, here's what he writes. He hopes that all Christians abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, Paul talks about God's Spirit working in him in that very way. A couple of verses later, in verse 19, Paul says that God worked through him mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. And so Paul draws us to this conclusion. And the Bible clearly shows us that the Holy Spirit itself is a power from God. It's the way that He works. It's the way that He creates. It's the way that He communicates and how He acts on and in this world that we live in. In fact, when you think about our Savior, Jesus Christ, much in the same way it's recorded for us in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, we find this notation about Christ Himself. It records for us, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So we see that the Holy Spirit is connected by the power with which God was with Christ. And through that power, Christ performed these amazing miracles. Now, of course, perhaps you noticed as we read those couple of passages, there was something specific that we could take from that. Did you notice that the Spirit was always presented as an attribute or a characteristic of God? It wasn't mentioned as a separate being. And in fact, if we go all the way back to the beginning, go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, we find an interesting notation all the way back at creation. This is in verse 2 of chapter 1 of Genesis. It says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And so all the way back at creation, the Holy Spirit is described as something, well, maybe perhaps greater than what we've been led to understand. It's the very essence of God. It's how God works. It's how God uses His power to accomplish His will. In fact, not in just creating this world, but how it works in people's lives by those who have put their faith and their trust in Him, those who have asked Him to help them every single day with the power of that very Spirit. Because it's by that Spirit, it's dwelling in us, and it leads us, and it enables us to be the children of God. In fact, in our Bible study aid, The Power of the Holy Spirit, it puts it this way. The Holy Spirit is the very presence of God's power, actively working in His servants. God's Holy Spirit is the catalyst in a transformed Christian life. So you see, it's by the Holy Spirit we can gain spiritual understanding. In fact, if you'd like a deeper understanding, call for our free study aid. Call the number on your screen or go online to beyondtoday.tv and download this free booklet. It begins to show us how important and critical it really is. Now, some think, is it really that important? Because oftentimes people imagine, well, if I accept Jesus and He's in my heart, isn't that enough? Well, it depends what you mean to begin with. Because as we consider what the Bible really says about the importance of God's Spirit, notice what Romans chapter 8 has to say about it. Verse 9, it tells us very clearly, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Not too difficult to understand, is it? It's pretty plain. Pretty plain. If the Spirit isn't in you, you don't belong to God. So how significant is it? Well, without it, without God's Holy Spirit in our lives, you can't have a relationship with God. In fact, a few verses later, we're told the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So you can't take it lightly. You can't downplay the significance of God's presence in our life. And of course, if you remember where we started, remember that question we began with, am I led by the Holy Spirit? You know, when we begin to answer that question, if you say, well, I'm a Christian, we have to answer that question honestly. And when we answer that question, we have to keep Romans 8:14 in mind. And that's where it tells us, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So, how would you define a Christian? You see, it tells us very plainly, you cannot be a true Christian without the Spirit of God. A Christian is defined by one that is led by the Holy Spirit. So we have to ask ourselves, how does the Spirit work in my life? And what exactly does it mean to be led by the Spirit? Is it just an emotion? Is it a feeling that I have or a sentiment that comes to mind? I know some can be confused by what it means to be led, but we don't have to be. It doesn't have to be that way at all. In fact, Jesus Christ said the Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth. So it's essential that we realize that there are things the Spirit doesn't do. The Spirit doesn't drag us. It doesn't force us. It doesn't push us around. It doesn't make us do anything. In fact, the Bible tells us that it leads us. Only those led by the Spirit of God are His children. So the Spirit's not going to stop us from sinning. It doesn't automatically prevent us from violating God's law. It doesn't do that. In fact, it won't coerce us into doing what's right. So, what does it do? You see, God's Spirit motivates us. It empowers us, and it leads us and guides us. And it leads us in specific ways. In fact, let's consider a few specific ways that God's Spirit leads us. To begin with, God's Spirit inspires deeper understanding. We can understand spiritual truths because of God's Spirit. Because when we have God's Spirit, that means we're changing the way that we think. We're changing the way then we act. And as we yield to God's Spirit, we think like God thinks. We want to please God. We want to obey God. God's Spirit is working in our hearts and in our minds. In fact, the Apostle John wrote about this very thing. He tells us in 1 John chapter 3, Verse 24, now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. Then he goes on and says, by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. You see, if we allow God's Spirit to lead us, God can influence us for the good. It brings an entirely new perspective. We begin to want to obey. We want to follow Him. We want to do what He says. He said, keep my commandments. So we have to do those big 10. We have to honor God and love Him. We don't want to steal and we don't want to lie. We need to keep the Sabbath day holy. We're going to separate ourselves from the society around us, from this culture and this world, and in fact, our own human nature. So Christ said that the Holy Spirit would bring that deeper understanding and convict us of sin. In fact, that's what Christ said. It would convict the world of sin. So with God's Spirit, I should now be able to recognize what is sin anyway. God's Spirit can lead me And that means I better pay attention. I better listen up because God's giving me a powerful pledge to guide me and walk with me and lead me. But of course, that also means I have a responsibility. There's an obligation then that I have as God has given me that Spirit. In fact, in Romans chapter 8, it's a wonderful reminder of exactly how that Spirit works in my life. And when we see what it says in verse 13 of Romans chapter 8, it says, if I live according to the flesh, or I live just according to the just everyday, normal, regular, physical life, if I live that way, what does that lead to? Well, we're told, if we live that way, you will die. But on the other hand, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So we have that duty. We have that responsibility. And if we allow God's Spirit to inspire a deeper spiritual understanding, you get an idea what that's taking us to? I mean, that's not just a passive life. That's not just something that, you know, I can sit back and just have a docile kind of existence and think that's going to be spiritual. It's the other hand. A life that's led by God's Spirit, that's a life of conflict. That's being led by the Spirit and being convicted of sin. That means I'm going to have to constantly combat the ways of this world. I'm going to be in a clash with wrong ways of thinking. I'll battle with life's constant temptations. In fact, if you have God's Spirit, you're going to have to fight to resist the desires that want to take us in and fool us and seduce us. So instead, God says, a faithful disciple, one that's led by the Spirit, is not just a casual observer, but a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So if we claim to be Christian, if we claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and if we're not actively resisting evil and striving to do what's right, we really can't claim that we're being led by the Spirit. In other words, if we're led by the Spirit, that means I'm ridding my life of sin and I'm conforming to the character of Jesus Christ. In fact, all that claim to be Christians have to obey God's law because we've been put on a mission. You know, we've been given this duty to put to death human nature by the power of God's Spirit. In fact, in our Bible study aid, The Power of the Holy Spirit, it puts it this way. It tells us under the section, The Power to Live a Godly Life. It says, with God's Spirit at work within us, God empowers us to develop holy, righteous character and resist temptation and the pulls to sin. You see, there's so much to learn about God's Spirit and how it inspires a deeper understanding. So be sure and get our free Bible study aid by calling the number on your screen, or you can download it at beyondtoday.tv. I mean, just imagine that Spirit working within you. The power of God, His essence in you, makes all the difference in the world. Now that brings us to point number two in our discussion on, am I led by the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit makes overcoming possible. You know, aren't you tired of the same old, same old? I mean, with the power of God working in you, when it's in our life, there's nothing too difficult for us. When we fully commit our lives to God, when we put our life in His hands and we're dedicating ourselves to follow Him, we can be a different person. We can be a better person. We can be a spiritual creation. In fact, the book of Romans reminds us of that very thing. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, we're told, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, we don't need the same old, same old. We can be different, and not just slightly different, but we can be transformed. And that word for transformed in the original language, that's the same word we get metamorphosis from. Now, you all studied science back in grade school. Metamorphosis is what happens to that caterpillar when it changes into a butterfly. Now think about that spiritually. Spiritually speaking, when we yield to God, when we allow Him to direct our thoughts, we can be changed. Changed from the inside out. Kind of like that caterpillar. And yet, spiritually, we can be a new creation. And it's God's Spirit that leads us to choose that different life, to choose that life of overcoming. You see, we can't just think that, well, God just takes me just as I am. Well, okay, He calls us just like we are, but then He says, you're to be like me. God's called us to be like Him. Just like I am is just the starting point to an entirely transformed existence. In fact, in the book of Galatians, we're told very specifically how important this is. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, it tells us, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Important aspect mentioned here in the book of Galatians. I mean, think about your life. Have you seen a change? Have you seen growth in your life? Well, perhaps you're not baptized. Scripture says you should be. We're told in Scripture to repent, be forgiven of our sins, believe and obey, be baptized. And then the minister of Jesus Christ needs to lay hands on you in order to receive God's Holy Spirit. In fact, in the book of Acts, we're told very plainly that they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. So if you have not received the Spirit of God by the laying on of hands, you need to learn about it. You need to find out what the Bible actually teaches. I mean, it may be why you're having a difficult time with spiritual growth. We need the power. We need God's Holy Spirit to be truly transformed. So take inventory. Take stock of yourself. Look at your life. Is there evidence that God's Spirit is in you? I mean, we could think of it this way, like a fruit tree. Fruit trees produce specific kinds of fruit. So an apple tree produces apples, produces apples. Well, what about God's Spirit? What about the fruit of God's Spirit? Well, see, if we're led by the Spirit, it should be evident. So in chapter 5 of Galatians, this is what we're told about the fruit that this spiritual tree produces. In verse 22 of Galatians 5, it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. In fact, it even tells us there's no law against those. You see, those are the traits that should be evident in our life. I mean, when we recognize God's Spirit is what makes it possible, without it, the fruit's not going to grow. It's not going to be there. We'll be stagnant. But God says, when we stay close to Him and by the power of His Holy Spirit, we have a godly mind. We change our thinking. And what does that do to us? It changes our actions. We change the way we think. We change the way we act. And so we can have a deeper understanding. Now that brings us to point number 3 in our discussion of, am I led by the Holy Spirit? Number 3, God's Spirit comforts us and encourages us. Would anybody argue that we live in a pretty challenging world? I mean, there's terrorism and war and all these difficulties that our world is encumbered with everywhere we turn. We look at our personal lives. Our personal lives can be sometimes pretty chaotic. Sometimes they can be confusing too. Anyone experiencing any stress lately? A little anxiety? You see, that seems to be the way of life today. The truth of the Bible tells us we can have help for today and hope for tomorrow. In fact, it's more than just a saying, it's a promise. Jesus Christ made an unbreakable promise in the Gospel of John. When we look to John chapter 14, Christ Himself tells us very specifically, if you love me, keep my commandments. And He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. It says the world cannot receive it. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. You see, that's a promise from Christ. In fact, our Bible study aid speaks a lot about this in depth. In fact, it says in our booklet about this very thought. It says, we need not be unduly worried about what may happen to us. Yes, Christians can get discouraged, but it's through the Holy Spirit that we can begin to look at life differently. Jesus Christ promised to send to his followers the Holy Spirit as a helper or comforter. Now, who doesn't need help? Who couldn't use a little bit of comfort? I mean, couldn't we use a little bit of encouragement? You see, our study guide can help you be encouraged by the power of God's Spirit. So call the number on your screen. Go to beyondtoday.tv, download this. Now, if you can't get through right away, write down the number and call us back a little bit later. You see, when you think about God's Spirit being that comforter, that encourager, that's an interesting word in the Greek language that is taken from. It's the word that's used to describe a ship that comes alongside a dock. That's the way they used that word back in ancient times. That was the comforter, one that's called to the side. It can mean coming near and supporting, even cheering on. So in other words, God's Spirit is sent as an encourager, a comforter that comes alongside us to guide us, to support us, to help us, to encourage us. You see, God's Spirit gives us the assurance that whatever life brings, whatever the stress, whatever the anxiety, whatever the trial, God can turn it for good. In fact, aren't we told that very thing? If God is for us, who can be against us? Don't you want a different outlook in life? Don't you need a different perspective? You see, God says we can depend on Him. We can depend on His Word in difficult times. And through His Holy Spirit, we can have a changed perspective, and we can look at life differently. In fact, the Apostle Paul told the young minister Timothy that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He didn't give us a spirit of, timidness at all. Paul told him just the opposite, that God has given us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. You see, and when we recognize that very fact, we realize as we look through the book of Acts, Acts tells the story about the first century church. And throughout the book of Acts, the church is shown time after time after time to rely on God and His way and trust in Him. And by the power of His Holy Spirit, His will can be accomplished. And these weren't just made up people. Oftentimes we read the Bible and think, well, yeah, that's somebody that's totally unlike me. But you see, that's not the case at all. These were real people, and these were their real lives, and they were people that weren't so different from us. In fact, when we read their stories, they're exactly like us. They hurt like us, and they feel like us, and they thought like us. But what was it that made the difference? You see, that was God's Spirit. It was by the power of God's Spirit that they had a different perspective. They had a totally different view on life. And the great part of the story is we can too. We can too by turning to God, looking to Him and repenting and changing. Coming to baptism, having hands laid on us and receiving God's Spirit can make the total metamorphosis, make that total change in our life so that we can see life differently. We can be a spiritual creation in Christ. Because when you really get down to it, there really is only one way that your life can be what God intended for it to be. That's turning to Him, looking to Him. There's only one way that we can be different. There's only one way that we can change. Get your Bible out. Read through the stories of the Bible. get our free offers, the Holy Spirit. It will help you to understand the way that God is working. Look to Him. Look to His guidance. Look to His leadership. Obey Him. Part of receiving the Spirit of God is that we begin then to change our life and live by His standards. And so live by the standards of God. Submit your life to His Holy Spirit, because God wants to lead you by that very Spirit. And it's only by that Spirit that God will change your life, by the dynamic, dramatic force of the Holy Spirit. Because God wants to help you discern the difference. He wants you to see what life can really be, and ultimately, eternal life in His kingdom. God wants to help you. He wants to help you discern between what's true and what's false. He wants to help you to recognize the difference between what's wise and what's foolish. He wants you to know, and know that you know, what's best, what's spiritual, and what's just getting by. You see, if you're ready to make real progress in your life, if you're ready to counteract the continual downward pull and the influence of this evil world, the time is now. Now's the time. Now is the time to turn to God. Now is the time to look to Him. Now is the time to repent and believe and be baptized and have hands laid on you so that you may receive the power of God's Holy Spirit. And then you can say, I am truly being led by the Spirit of God.
Please call for the free literature offered on today's program, The Power of the Holy Spirit. When you do, we'll also send you a free one-year subscription to our Beyond Today magazine. The Beyond Today magazine brings you understanding of today's world and hope for the future. 6 times a year, you'll read about current world events in the light of Bible prophecy, as well as practical knowledge to improve your marriage and family, and godly principles to guide you toward a life that leads to peace. Order now. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or write to the address shown on your screen. Call today to receive your free booklet, The Power of the Holy Spirit, and your free one-year subscription to Beyond Today magazine. 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv.
Hi, I'm Steve Myers. We would love to have you come and visit and worship with us. We're committed to growing in our relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ, as well as fellowshipping with each other. We've found God's way is the best way to live. We're looking forward to meeting you soon. Come and join us.